Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 18th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Shir Esrog HaKotan. What is the minimum size of an esrog to be kosher? Rabbi Meir Omer Ke'egoiz. Rabbi Meir says it must be the size of a nut or a walnut. If it's not that size, not kosher. Rabbi Huda Omer Kebeya. It has to be bigger. Has to be the size of an egg. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Huda, that less than the size of an egg would render a esrog posel. Uva Godel, what about the maximum size of an esrog? And here we have a machlekes again between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi. The first opinion is, Kidei sheyoichaz shnaim biyodo achas. The first opinion says, if they can only be as big as that you can, as two of those esrogim still being held in one hand. The words of Rabbi Huda. What's the reason? The reason, he says, is as follows. The Gemara explains the reason is as follows. Sometimes a person is holding in his hand the lulav in one hand in the left and the esrog in the right by mistake. And we know the mitzvah of lulav has to be held in the right hand and the esrog, in fact, basmoil in the left hand. If we sometimes give him the esrog in the right and the lulav in the left hand, he'll have to change it and swap from hand to hand. And in the meantime, he'll be holding the lulav and the esrog in one hand as he swaps. If the esrog is bigger than that shear, then it's likely to fall down. So that's on that basis, he says it should be not bigger, not too big, that you can't hold two esrogim in one hand. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilo echad b'shtei yodov. Rabbi Yossi says that the maximum size of the esrog is no maximum size. He says that even if the esrog is so big that you could hold, that you needed two hands to hold the esrog in it, Rabbi Yossi says it still would not be a problem. The Gemara brings an interesting brisa. It says that Rabbi Yossi backed up his opinion with the following story. And he says there was a story with Rabbi Akiva, who came once to shul, and there was an esrog on his shoulder. It was so big he had it on his shoulder. And therefore he brought this as a proof that there is no maximum size for an esrog. Look at this, Rabbi Akiva himself came in with an esrog on his shoulder, it was so big. To which Rabbi Huda responded and said, from there you bring a proof. They actually told Rabbi Akiva and they told him off and they said, no, that's not hodor. It's not priyetz hodor. In fact, they said it was not good. The halacha is indeed, however, like Rabbi Yossi. That means that there is no maximum size for an esrog. There is, of course, a minimum size, and that is, as we said before, like Rabbi Huda's opinion, kebeya, the size of a neck. What about tying the lulav with adasim and aravos? What can you use? Mishnah Ches. Ein oigdin es alulav ela b'minoi. The first opinion holds, div Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds that when you bind the lulav with the hadassim and aravos, you can only use the same species of the lulav itself, or its minim. You can use you can tie it with an arava or with an hadas or with the leaf of an lulav, but you can't start using string or metal ties or something like that. What's the reason for Rabbi Huda? Why is he strict? He holds this opinion because he holds lulav tsorich Eged. What does that mean? Lulav requires to be bound with the other kinds. The Torah, when it describes the Arba Minim, it says, Ulekachtem Lochem. The word Ulekachtem also appears in the story of the Agudas Ezov, when it talks about the hyssop, that they had to splash the blood on the doorposts. It says, Ulekachtem Agudas Ezov, a bunch of hyssop. So he learns the Gzeres Shavah. Just like there, lekachtem by the ayezov, with a bunch of hyssop. It says a bunch, it says aguda. So here also by lekachtem, the lulav, it has to be aguda, it has to be bound. Ah, once it has to be bound, so it has to be only minoi. If you start tying it with some other species, you're being moisif, you're adding a fifth kind, and that would be baltoisif. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir argues, he says no. He says it doesn't matter what you tie the lulav together with the other three minim. With the other two minim. Afilu b'mshicha. You can use a string. Why is that? Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, ein tzorich eged, that the lulav does not have to be tied. He holds you can just hold it without tying it to the erva adas. And he does not learn the Gezeirah Shavah that Rabbi Yehuda learned from Agudas Ezav. And the only reason that Klal Yisrael tend to tie together, it's only for beauty. It's only to enhance the mitzvah. But it's not the body of the mitzvah. It's not really the goof of the mitzvah. And if that is the case, says Rabbi Meir, because you're only tying it for noi, for beauty, so it doesn't matter if you're not using the min. You can use something, lo bimina, you can use something else as well. Omer Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir supports his opinion with a story. Maisa, there was a story about Anshe Yerushalayim, that there was the men of Yerushalayim, Shehoyu Oydinis Lulavayan, Begimonia Sholzav, they would tie their lulavim with strings, with golden strings or golden threads, made like a sort of a chain. And the fact that they used a golden chain, Shashara Sholzav, tells you that there's no problem about having the tie with any other kind, because lulav ain't sorcheged. Amr Loi, the Chachamim responded and said back, no, you're wrong. He says that down below they would tie it with the same species. In other words, on the top where it had the golden threads, that was one thing. But the actual part where it counts is where you're holding the lulav with the adasim and the robbers. That had to be minoy. That had to be a species. And in fact, that was done that with a minoy. And once you've fulfilled the mitzvah of agad with minoy, we don't worry about those bunches the way it was tied above. It's only lanoy, only for beauty. However, despite this rebuttal by the Chachamim, in fact, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Lulav does not require agad, does not require to be bound with the other two kinds. We do it for noi, we do it for beauty. And technically, you could use other minim, you could use other things with which to tie it together. Although we tend to use the fronds of the date palm anyway. But technically, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir.